It's the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Now, my next guest, you might know him as a local footballer. You might know him as a local councillor, but he would like to get to know you as perhaps your representative of the Upper Hunter in Parliament. Steve Reynolds joins us. How are you, mate?
Good morning, Bear. How are you, mate?
Not too bad. You put your hand up. You're running as an independent to represent the Upper Hunter. Why are you doing this, mate?
Why am I doing this? It's purely for the voice. Oh, I guess I'm going to use your tagline here at the radio station. It's not a tagline. The voice of the Hunter region. So yep. I want to get out there and make sure that the voice for the general population of the Upper Hunter is heard at New South Wales Parliament. It's not so much about Steve Reynolds doing it for himself. This is, I've got the runs on the board. I've got a permanent injury that restricts what I can do physically. I was in the mining industry. I've left. Been on council for 5 years now. And, you know, it's been a hard learning curve in the position that I've been there.
Yes.
So I've done a lot of research and thought, well, this is the perfect timing for our communities in this area to leverage as much money out of the state government and move forward and have someone at the table to have those hard discussions.
They seem to be very happy to throw around the cash at the moment. We've spoken to Nationals and ALP and all the other the members. They're throwing cash at us to try and get their man on board. Why would we get behind yourself, Steve?
I think that's a very good question. But just to go back on that, we've had everyone in a suit. Anyone with a suit has been in this area at the moment.
Yep.
And it's great to see that the Upper Hunter's finally getting the focus, Bear, but we've been going through this for a long time, mate. Mm. This has been an issue. We don't need to be talking about the mining issue all the time at the moment. It's been going on for 10 years. Let's get it resolved. And that's one of the things that I want to get done is get this mining issue between the thoroughbred industry and the mining of what can be mined, what can't be mined, get the lines drawn on the piece of paper.
No, do you think that is possible, Steve? I mean, you're talking about two very disparate industries in horse racing and the mining industry. They're almost at opposite ends of the spectrum.
Well, they both want the security. So, yes, it has to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the answer to the question. It's got to happen. It's got to be, okay, this is zoned X and this is zoned Y. You can do this here and you can't do that there. End of story. No more division. Let's go a separate ways. And it sounds simple. It's going to be a long, hard, drawn-out conversation. But, you know, from a local government perspective right through to state government, we've been trying to get this happening. It needs to happen. It's the biggest thing in the area. People want security. The IPC that's going through all these applications at the moment, it'd be so much easier if those lines were just – this is mining, this isn't mining, this is the cumulative impact that it's going to have, and we could go through all the answers and have it laid out there, Bear. We're making it so difficult. It's like we're creating jobs for people in Sydney when we should be creating the jobs for the people in our area. So,
do you think it might be a benefit to actually be an independent so that you're essentially not tarred with the brush of either side of politics?
Well, that's the benefit of it. I see the good in every party and the Nationals right through to the Labor Party, the Shooters, Fishers. They've all got great policies. I don't have to run down the one pillar and say, no, this is my vote.
Yep.
It's the best thing for our area. I can pick and choose what is, and you know, it's not going to be the popular thing a lot of the time. You've got to realise I'm not doing this getting into this to be everyone's friend. There's going to be people that are going to be absolutely livid at things that happen, and there's going to be people that are going to say this is the right thing.
Yeah.
It is having those agreements and those meetings with mayors right through to the people on the ground in the community, having community panels, that's one of my things, in the different areas, so as we can come together, because so often I'm not one to go to the vocal person that's banging the tin can and saying, this is what we want, this is what we want. I'll get a broader variety of people's comments and their opinions and then go to that person and say, well, these are what your community's saying. So,
well, it's a huge task that you're taking on. Is your family ready for the possibility of you being a representative for the Upper Hunter in Parliament?
Yeah.
Maybe that's where the polling needs to start, Steve.
I think that if you speak to my wife, we've had a few, you know, it's been a very interesting campaign thus far. The family is very supportive, but there have been the odd issue behind the scene, and I won't talk about those tactics, but they can all come out in the wash of things.
Yeah.
At the moment, we're running a clean campaign and we're staying on board with everyone else, and I'm just hoping everyone sees that my transparency, my integrity, my values, and I've got the right support crew around me.
Steve Reynolds, good luck with your candidacy and thanks for joining us. I'm sure we will speak again before the election.
100%. Thanks, mate.